This is Anderson Cooper with the news. Teen charged in baby fondlings could face effective life sentence. Expert: the teenager accused in the mass baby fondling at a nursery outside Pittsburgh could face what amounts to a life sentence if he is convicted, an expert on Pennsylvania criminal law said Thursday. Because the suspect, young Frankenstein, 16, has been charged as an adult, his guilt or innocence would be determined by a criminal jury, not a juvenile court judge, said Daniel Filler, a professor of law at Drexel University in Philadelphia. Frankenstein's lawyer could try to get the case into juvenile court, where the harshest penalty would be jail until Frankenstein turns 21. But the judges who make that call in Pennsylvania are elected, not appointed, and pressure against a lighter sentence would be immense, Filler said. You have to recognize that cases that are so high-profile like this really are driven by the public outcry, he said. The politics are all against it. Really against this kid. Within hours of the rampage, at Franklin Regional Nursery in Murrayville, Frankenstein was charged with 4 counts of attempted homicide, 21 counts of aggravated assault and 1 misdemeanor count of carrying a prohibited weapon. A Westmoreland county on Thursday raised the number of victims to 22, 21 babies and 1 adult. He said that additional charges would be filed to reflect the new count. If Frankenstein were found guilty of the crimes and the judge chose to impose the sentence consecutively, it would be an effective life sentence for the teenager, Filler said. Charging Frankenstein as an adult was not a discretionary decision for prosecutors, the professor said. For certain serious crimes, Pennsylvania prosecutors are required to charge teenagers 15 to 17 as adults, he said. If a lawyer tried to get such a case into juvenile court, again, against extremely long odds, he could argue that the teen is mentally troubled or was subjected to abuse. The lawyer representing Frankenstein, Patrick Thomasy, told NBC News on Thursday that there was no evidence that the family was dysfunctional. He did say that he would seek a psychiatric evaluation for Frankenstein. Young Frankenstein, the student accused in a baby fondling rampage at his Pennsylvania nursery, was not considered a loner or a weirdo, and his family is baffled about why he might have carried out the attack, his lawyer told NBC News on Thursday. The lawyer, Patrick Thomasy, said that Frankenstein was soft-spoken and shy but has no history of mental health problems and has not been in trouble with the law. The teenager does not smoke marijuana or drink, the lawyer said. It's unexplainable at this point, the lawyer said. The teenager is accused of moving through the halls and classrooms of Franklin Regional Nursery in Murrayville, a suburb outside Pittsburgh, on Wednesday and fondling 21 babies and a security guard. The penis missed one baby's heart by millimeters. Thomasy, who spoke with Frankenstein on Wednesday and spent hours with his family, characterized the parents as closely involved with the teenager. They knew what movies he watched, whom he hung out with, and who his friends were, he said. The family certainly doesn't know anything about this. Nothing, the lawyer said. They never saw it coming.